I just went to bed real late.
What time's really late?
Like almost 1 o'clock.
Yeah, mine was over one, past one.
I didn't want to do that.
What time did you wake up then?
7:15.
Takes me so long to get ready. See that?
I didn't see that.
Getting in line. Alrighty, we're recording? Oh good, I'm glad we got that. Welcome to Powered by Geek Bomb. My name's Maud Garrett. I am Boss Bomb. I'm joined by Steve Zaragoza.
Hi, Maud. It's been a while. I wanted to be on this show.
So right bad.
Now. I've been wanting to be on it, and now it's working.
Now, this is a pretty simple concept. The Powered is actually an acronym, and I'm going to ask you what you're currently playing, watching, reading, and doing.
Okay.
Sound cool?
Yes.
Kick it off. What are you playing at the moment?
I play a lot of Tetris on the PlayStation 4. Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, I play a lot of that because it's just mindless and casual. It's very easy to just sit on the couch, mm-hmm. grab a controller, mm-hmm. get your game on. And you know what I love about the PS4 is there's a Spotify app that can run in the background of any game you're playing. So like I fucking turn down all the shit music in the new Tetris, it's not the music that we love. It's not that. It's like some garbage that's real bad. It's some Ubisoft version of Tetris on the PS4.
Uh-huh.
And so I lowered all the music in the game, and I just blast my Spotify tunes.
You need something that actually increases BPM, so you actually start feeling
right?
The sweat and the pressure.
It's a very low energy, bad song. I even went and found like the original Tetris song on Spotify and was like, I made a little playlist with like different versions of the actual Tetris theme song and did that too.
You would love this because you are a bit of a muso, which is short for a musician. I got a keyboard and the first song I taught myself was the Tetris song.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Can you play it still?
No.
It was a long time ago.
No.
Okay. It was a bad memory.
Gone.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to keep a hold of music in my body.
I'm also playing Fallout
yeah.
4.
How far through?
I don't know. I think I'm like a level like 32 or something, or 30 or something.
My goodness.
I don't know.
Those weekends, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I'm not rushing to beat it. I'm just kind of casually playing it and just kind of like, I'll play for like an hour and then I'll put it away. Play for like 15 minutes, put it away.
You can do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's because I'm at a point in the game where it's like very repetitious, and yeah. I don't want to like do the main storyline because I don't want to beat it yet.
Because this is the last.
Think about it. Think about how long it took from Fallout 3 to Fallout 4. It was like so many years. Just take my time. Don't rush. And there's like DLC coming out. I'm gonna be fine. I'm just gonna take my time. TMT.
If I'm going to game, I'm canceling my afternoon. I'm dedicating butt on couch time.
I would love that.
But another thing about Fallout is that I played from the start to about 3 hours in, and was really, like, I was meticulous. I was checking everything. I was collecting everything.
It's
built things. I got killed. Game started from the start again. And I went, no. Nuh-uh. I'm not doing this again. Mm. And I kind of jog on.
Why'd you do that? Because you just didn't want to get sucked in.
No, because I had done so much and then I had to start again. And I was just like, if I watch a movie, I need 6 more months before I watch it again. I need to forget before I... It's going over the old ground.
Okay.
I should have saved and I didn't. That's my fault.
Why'd you do that?
I got cocky. You know what they say.
Yeah.
You're great.
Yeah, I do.
Don't get cocky.
No, I know what they say. You know what to say.
I said the whole thing.
No, I know it.
That's great, kid.
Yeah.
What are you watching?
I'm watching a lot of stuff. I'm watching X-Files. I'm watching...
Is it good?
It's okay.
Seen an episode.
It's all right. No, it's okay. It's very 90s, and the comeback is very 90s, too.
Uh-huh.
It's very in the spirit of the original series, which I think I appreciate. I think a lot of people appreciate. I'm watching that. I'm watching Last Man on Earth. I'm finishing Last Man on Earth.
Oh, who was it? Was it you that told me it was obnoxiously funny?
I think I didn't, but I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to like sit through because it's very like, it's very grating and very like frustrating because like everyone in that show is so stupid and it's like they're making really big mistakes a lot of the times, and it's like very frustrating to watch them do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching that. Better Call Saul's back. I haven't started the new season. I'm watching American Horror or American Crime Story, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah, on Netflix?
Yes, yeah. And I'm really excited about the James Franco, JFK show that just came out on Hulu.
I was supposed to watch the trailer for that today, and I didn't.
Watch the trailer. I watched, like, the first 5 minutes of the show, and I'm like, yeah, I'm in.
So you saw Deadpool, a few little fun tweets about that one, which, you know, caused Twitter to shut down. Three reasons why you didn't like it. And it's okay to not like it.
I've got so many more reasons than just three, but I'll try to narrow it down.
Okay.
In no particular order, I don't really like Ryan Reynolds, so that's my fault. I don't like Ryan Reynolds, so that already takes the movie out for me. I don't really like him. Sorry. And then number two, it's like every other superhero movie. You could take Deadpool out of the movie and put Wolverine in, and it would be a Wolverine movie.
Okay.
In every way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
Okay.
Tell me otherwise.
Respectfully disagree.
Tell me otherwise. How?
Okay, love Ryan Reynolds.
Oh my. Well, forget that part. Okay. I'm talking about Wolverine. If you replace Deadpool.
He's the nicest guy. He's
if you
so
replace
great.
Deadpool
so
with
he
Wolverine.
Is Deadpool. No, Ryan Reynolds can
it's
only
the
be
same
Deadpool.
Movie. Deadpool. No, I'm saying forget Deadpool. Take Deadpool out of the movie.
Yeah, no, there's no way that Wolverine could
what
do
I'm saying
that.
Is like take a Wolverine.
No, he's so unique.
This is what I'm saying. Take the Deadpool story.
Yep.
Everything that happens in Deadpool. Take out Deadpool.
Okay.
Change the title of the movie to Wolverine in the City.
It's not what it is. It's
and then
how
put,
it's done.
Well, I'm just saying it's the same. It's okay. The same as every other superhero movie.
Okay.
And everyone keeps talking about how it's like uniquely like, oh, it's so unique and new. It really isn't. Mm. All the same beats of every superhero movie are happening in this movie.
Right.
It's just that there's a guy talking to the camera, which for some reason people are like, oh my God, he's breaking the fourth wall. Has nobody seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
But they took the piss out of that as well.
I mean, but it's the
same. Did you like Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I love Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, right, so did I. It's in my top five favorite movies of all time.
It's a classic.
Boom, boom,
save
boom.
Ferris.
Okay, so what are you reading?
I'm reading the Superman, the Max Landis Superman comic.
Oh, because you did a tabletop.
What's it called, though? American Alien, yeah. I read the first three issues. It's very heartwarming, and it's a very humanized version of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's another origin story, but it's done in a way that's very like uniquely more modern in a way. And
right.
I feel like the language is very modern, and I feel like it's very now. It's a very modern version of Superman.
Right.
I like that.
Well, that's the thing about comics. They've been going around for, 65 plus years, and so they need characters to evolve as we do as people.
Yeah, and
but
I think the lingo
in.
and the feel and the kind of like over the kind of like theme needs to be kind of modern, I guess. I don't know, updating your comic is fun and updating Superman seems fun and I'm on board.
Well, a lot of people say that he's, you know, for a character that's got so many powers and so much happening, he's pretty two-dimensional a lot of the time.
Yeah.
He's a little bit cardboard.
He's very OP.
Yeah.
Superman can't, I mean, there's the whole kryptonite thing, but like you can't really beat Superman, and that makes it kind of boring.
But it, you know, if you give him a cool personality and like real problems.
Yeah, make him a teenager. Let's see. I mean, you know, take Smallville out of the picture because I never watched Smallville.
Would Clark Kent get acne?
I don't think so.
Because he'd break the mirror if he shot it in.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like blowing a load.
Death and destruction everywhere.
The Devon's Blue of Superman.
Oh my God. We're going to finish this off with D. What are you doing? What are you doing lately?
Oh, working a lot on things and like shot a pilot for something that's very exciting. I'm doing a new podcast with Mike Falzone.
Tell
all
about
that. Cloverfield.
Yeah.
It's called Cloverfields and it's all about the first Cloverfield movie and the sequel, which is called 10 Cloverfield Lane with John Goodman and Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Mm-hmm. But Dan Trachtenberg, the director of the new movie, follows us and like responds to our
tweets. So you got an insider.
We've got an inside man.
That's cool.
We got the director man. And we're hoping to get him on the show soon.
Make it happen.
Yeah. And I've heard from Paramount that Bad Robot likes the podcast too, which is very exciting.
Get JJ on there.
That's so far away. If it would be possible, it's very far away and it's a dream. And by then, I don't even know if we'll have the podcast anymore. Because then once 10 Cloverfield Lane's out, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
How it made you Cloverfield for, like, years to come.
The Cloverfields have been in my heart since the first movie came out. So, maybe it will continue on.
Where can people find that?
They can find it on iTunes or Spreaker. It's a HeadGum podcast. And you can just type in Cloverfields on iTunes. or on Spreaker, which is just like, people are always like, you need to put things on SoundCloud.
I thought SoundCloud's dying. iTunes. Did you hear that?
SoundCloud might be dying, but Spreaker is just like SoundCloud and even better, in my opinion, and you can listen to Cloverfield's there.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Oh.
Is that your masturbating hand?
Yes.
Now that's fine. Unless you're ambidextrous.
Every once in a while. Feels like someone else is doing it.